Yes, sir. It's your boy, Big Vern. You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. You heard?
Every Friday on WGXC from noon until 2, check out the Sugar Shack Jukebox featuring decades of funk, R&B, rock, pop, soul, and much more. That's every Friday on WGXC after the noon headlines until 2 p.m.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by 5 Star Urgent Care, a facility for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries and illnesses. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted. Walk-ins are welcome at 5 Star's new location in Greenport at 462 Fairview Avenue. Information at 5starUC.com.
I like marijuana, you like marijuana, we like marijuana too.
We like Good afternoon, Radioland. This is Heather Martin, and you are listening to the Medical Freedom Radio Show. I am joined here today in the studio with my very special friend and talented artist, Shel Mayer.
Hello.
Thank you for being here, Shel.
Is this on? Hello.
Yeah, try it again. I'll watch the needle.
Hello there, everybody.
Yes, you are moving the needle and being Woo-hoo! Heard on the air.
I move the needle.
Woohoo! We are making sound waves and transmissions and broadcasts because that is what we do here at WGXC. We are hands-on, community-supported radio, and we are able to broadcast because of the support of listeners like yourself. So thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for your support.
Which we are very much in need of today.
Yes, we are. This is a live show that you can call in if you have any questions or concerns for my guest or I. And so the number to call in here is 518-828-0290. Again, that number is 518-828-0290 if you would like to call in and chat with Shel and I. And we also have a number for the pledge drive. If you would like to call in and make a donation, the number is 518-697-7400. Again, that line is 518-697-7400 if you would like to make a donation to keep WGXC on the air and broadcasting. The phone lines are open and available right now, so you won't have any wait. We'll get to get you right in.
And you can call and say hi and give us your opinion or thoughts on what we're talking about or community radio in general.
Mm-hmm. So this show is the Medical Freedom Show. We broadcast on the second Monday of every month from 2 to 3 p.m. We focus on envisioning a world where individuals have the freedom and the right to all aspects of their medical care.
Like actually being able to have their own medical records in hand to understand the dynamics of what they're working with.
Yes. And Shel and I were talking about this just before going on the air. Right now, if you've ever dealt with the medical system and your medical records, it can be quite complicated to get your own property. I firmly believe that anything that is imaging or records to do with your own physical body are your personal property.
Actually, beyond making it complicated, it's actually legal for them to deny access.
Yes.
They don't have to give you your own medical records, mm-hmm. as the law stands right now.
And I think that's a basic violation of human rights.
Absolutely. I don't see a solid reason for it, except for perhaps financial control.
It seems to be about control. And a lot of what's regulating our medical system right now is based on control, not on scientific evidence, not on the decisions of doctors, but on the policies made by lawmakers and politicians who don't have medical degrees, who don't understand the processes that they are creating legislation around.
And many of them will never meet any of the patients or the people who are struggling up against the laws that they've written.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't see the effects firsthand.
Right. A person who's wealthy enough to hire their own doctors who come to their home isn't going to be dealing with the same kinds of situations that 99% of Americans are facing in their health care.
It's true.
It's very true. And it's also true that for the wealthiest echelons, there are still doctors who will make house calls.
Well, you have enough money to hand them. They're going to do pretty much anything, include hand you your records.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have that luxury, it can be very, very challenging.
Yes. And I consider it a human's basic right to have their medical records, their personal property. Another thing that really bothers me a lot is that when you go for a medical test, they insist that you have to get the test results through the filter of your doctor.
Yes.
And actually, a while back, I saw an article headline, Should Doctors Tell Terminally Ill Patients the Truth About Their Condition? So, I mean, if that's even a question, whether or not doctors should tell a terminally ill patient about their condition, that right there proves that a doctor could put whatever spin on the test results that they want to put on there.
Because you don't get a hard copy of them. You get the translation that the doctor makes based on their experiences, their education, their emotional attachment to what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm glad you brought up emotional attachment. Like, it seems now like modern medicine is getting a bit like fashion with all the fads and the trends.
Of removing breasts just in case.
Yeah, there you go. There's one.
That'd be a simple surgery for me, but.
And another thing is just the situation we have now of this profit-driven medical system. It's making certain technological developments much slower. Like, for example, we haven't developed a new antibiotic in a couple decades now, and the incentives for researchers to delve into creating an antibiotic are just not there, whereas they are present to create, say, a new antidepressant or maybe a surgical alteration.
There's more money in it.
Yeah, there's more
for sales.
There's more money in like elective procedures that are not medically necessary than real research going into the actual medical conditions that people urgently need help with.
Because we all need lip fillers and duck lips running around.
Well, in a medically free world, you'd have access to it, but that would be your own choice. It's also, people are being coerced into medical treatments that they don't want.
Yes.
I hear about that a lot.
Depending on the layers that your insurance will cover will very much dictate the recommendations that you're given.
Yeah. One of the most devastating would be the right to die. Now, like, you know, philosophically, I support the idea of a person having the right to die. However, it really has to be an actual choice. And if you're saying to that person, well, you're insurance is going to cover your euthanasia, but not the treatment you need. It's really not a choice. And that's not a right to die. That's just outright murder.
Blackmail.
Well, I would call it murder. And yeah, it's blackmail as well. It's just, it's abuse. It's medical tyranny.
And if you feel passionate about this or the right to have the freedom, whether in medical or in radio, to be able to discuss like this, it'd be very helpful for you to call in and donate to help make shows like this possible. The number is 518-697-7400. Again,
the number is 518-697-7400.
And your donations will help make it possible for shows like this and others to...
And your donation is completely tax deductible. If you feel more comfortable about donating online, our website is wgxc.org/donate. So you can go right to the website, to WGXC, that's W as in water, G as in good, X as in x-rays, with the test results going directly to the patient, and C as in cat, WGXC. .org/donate.
And if you're en route and are quickly doing it from your phone, you can make a donation and follow up later with your PayPal?
Yes, you certainly can. And be aware that our studio has moved from its old location by the railroad tracks. We are now in the basement of the United Methodist Church on the corner of Warren and the street that the post office is on.
It's actually the corner of Union. Well, between Union, it expands the whole block, right? So
right,
it's Warren,
it's on
to
Warren
Union
to
on 4th.
Union.
It's a great building.
It is a great building, and we do have a great space here. Our door is on the same side as the
post office.
So right across from Face Stockholm, if you wanted to just stop in, we'd be happy to accommodate you here. So our goal for our pledge drive is $25,000 to support our license fees, to keep us on the air, to keep this radio station going. Where are we right now? No, I don't seem to have that here. But we are striving towards our goal steadily.
And listener support is vital to the station's survival. So if you support community radio, and whether or not you agree with all of the shows that are on in the very next hour, there'll be something different. The right to be able to discuss random things that affect our lives as citizens is incredibly vital.
Yeah, we have a very...
As people, not even citizens, just the everyday aspects that are not going to be found on mainstream radio. Your contributions allow us to be able to bring all of that to you.
Yeah, I know on this radio show, we talk a lot about things that you won't hear on mainstream radio, because this is a show about envisioning a right that humans in the United States do not have. And it was a right that was put forward by a founding father, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, a man named Dr. Benjamin Rush. And he urged the other founders of our country to put forth a provision for medical freedom. He said, just like you've got that provision for religious freedom, we need to do the same for medicine in this country. He predicted that if we did not make a provision for medical freedom, that government would take over in medicine and we would enter an age of medical tyranny. And I work closely with the chronic pain community. I've had many guests on the show who are chronic pain patients, who are chronic pain activists. And what you're hearing from the mainstream media is all of it's like reefer madness all over again. All you're going to hear is propaganda about pain medicine, about prescription medicine. And let me tell you, most of what you're hearing in the mainstream media is pure propaganda. Because here on the Medical Freedom Show, we talk with the real patients. We talk with the doctors. We talk with the activists who are actually dealing with the situation, who are dealing with health crises, who are dealing with health care, who are not politicians sitting in their cozy offices being totally insulated from the realities of their legislation. Recently they've made steps to prevent pain medicine for people who have suffered serious accidents or who have gone through seriously invasive medical procedures. I know because my partner just went through it without any additional pain medicine. And what is being done to people is really torture. And I don't think people should be tortured and caused to suffer pain because of some remote fear that they might become quote unquote addicted. So you won't hear the side of the story in too many places, but community-supported radio gives us the opportunity to share the stories of patients and doctors and activists who are living the reality of chronic pain and chronic illness.
And even if that doesn't affect you directly, we all are affected by the need to seek medical attention. So being able to hold the reins for that, regardless of the details, is essential, especially since now with the computer, if you go into an ER, they are able to pull up all of the past records, and we may not be aware of the interpretation a doctor has made and put in the record, which can directly affect our care in a completely other state in an area that we think is unrelated.
Absolutely. And sometimes the information that doctors put into a record could be erroneous and devastating.
And still completely direct new care that you need in a way that you're not understanding while it's going, because you're not privy to your own records.
Right. Everyone needs to be privy to their own records to review them and to be able to have errors and incorrect statements changed.
And fully understand what they're working with their own bodies, because mm-hmm. this is a vessel that we walk around with every day. This is our most important tool, so we need a full understanding of what's going on with that.
Right, and the argument always made as well, regular people won't have the expertise to understand their
Well, we have
results.
Google now, so that yeah. goes right out the window.
It's like, you know, we can look up the words that we don't know.
Yes.
And to say that...
And libraries, and mm-hmm. there are medical libraries that you can go into.
Yeah, we don't need the government to treat us as children.
That's true.
Adult human beings should be able to be adult human beings and take on all the responsibility that that entails.
Most adults.
Most adults. Most adults. And for those who don't want to see their medical records, who just want to let
Some
their doctor deal with it, no, fine. They can continue to do that.
But that's a right. You mm-hmm. should be able to make that conscious
right.
choice.
Right. If you don't have options, then it's not a choice.
That's true.
Just like the people who might have the right to die, they can get euthanasia, but their insurance isn't going to cover their treatment. That's not a choice.
Or, as we were talking about before we went on air, sometimes they will cover the euthanasia, but not the treatment.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So oh, that's I'm sorry, not a, I misunderstood.
That's not a choice to the patient. Then they're being forced to choose euthanasia. Or if their treatment is so astronomically expensive that they're thinking, well, to do right by my family and my children, I should choose death. And nobody should be put in a situation like that.
Although in most states, it's still illegal to voluntarily.
There are states where it is legal to have the right to die. California and Washington being two of them.
But there are more states that it is illegal. And that's also mm-hmm. an issue. If
it
you're
is.
Faced with a terminal illness that's going to be very drawn out and extraordinarily mm-hmm. painful. It's a personal choice whether or not
right.
you want to put your psyche and mm-hmm. your family through that.
Right. There are cases where it is like the right thing to do. Which is not
preaching the benefits of euthanasia. It's more
right
expanding on the importance of having a choice.
Yes.
To decide what mm-hmm. fits best for your journey and your health and your family and all of the factors that go into it.
Right. Which is why a medical freedom approach can't really pick and choose. It's like there needs to be a real medical revolution.
Like freedom of speech.
Exactly. Because, you know, just having a right for one thing, if the other treatments and the other procedures aren't opened up to the patient, then, it's definitely a power imbalance.
Absolutely.
And that really is what it comes down to. It's like there's really a big power imbalance in the way medicine is handled here.
Oh, yeah. Well, this might be a controversial statement, but okay. The reality is if you get better quickly, the doctor doesn't make as much money.
Yeah.
So there's a fiscal benefit to going back mm-hmm. frequently for the same thing.
Right. There's financial incentives that are directing our medicine in the wrong way. That
well,
being
with insurance companies and the new global cover healthcare,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times I've had healthcare providers say they have to divide it and have you come in far more frequently because
yep.
that's the only way mm-hmm. they can get the things covered properly by the insurance mm-hmm. company. And that's very stressful on somebody's work schedule,
yeah,
their transportation mm-hmm. abilities, mm-hmm. a lot of things.
And something I hear often from doctors, both for myself, my partner, family members, friends, oh, we know you need X medicine, test, procedure, etc., fill in the blank, but the insurance won't cover it. So you have doctors getting their hands tied from doing what they know would be the right procedure because of the insurance companies having control over what the procedures actually are.
Or they even have control over what tests they're willing to cover. So it's even difficult to ascertain they could make a jump decision based on the very limited information they're permitted to have.
Mm-hmm. Right. And insurance should be there to help out financially, but not be making any of the medical decisions.
Which they currently are.
And that's a real abuse of power and something that I feel really needs to change. That is a human rights violation and
Absolutely.
Has no place in a free society. So this is the Medical Freedom Show. We talk about all these controversial and interesting aspects of healthcare. And if you would like to keep the show and shows like it on the air, please call in to 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate.
We can't do these programs without you. This is definitely a community effort, and anything that you contribute to help helps you work directly with us to be able to bring discussions to you that you won't find on other stations.
You certainly won't. I listen to a lot of radio and always go back to WGXC because it usually has the best things being broadcast.
And this gives you an opportunity to be an investor into this community radio movement rather than a bystander, and have a part in being able to have the freedoms to discuss things that need to be discussed.
And no commercials. You don't have to listen to advertising when you listen to WGXC. The most we're going to advertise are pledge drives, because we really do need your support. But we are not...
And we want you to be part of our family here.
Exactly. We want you to be a part of our family, our community, of all that we do. And we're not controlled by advertising dollars. We're not controlled by our sponsors. We're not limited in what we say because we're afraid of losing advertising. We are free to talk about the things that need to be talked about in our community.
Be controversial if it needs to be, so discussions that need to happen can take place.
Yeah, we need controversy. We need to talk about all the things that get swept under the rug, all of those elephants in the living room. They need to be discussed, and this is the place to do it. And we are becoming a ubiquitous, everywhere kind of radio station. There was a wonderful new cell phone app that was developed that allows us to do remote broadcasts. So I have a list here of the locations where we have done live broadcasts. We've been in several schools, not the Medical Freedom Show personally, but WGXC has done broadcasts from the Chatham High School, Hudson High School, John L. Edwards Primary School, Caro-Durham High School, Catskill High School. So we're getting the schools involved in our community voice. We've broadcast out of restaurants such as the Blue Plate in Chatham, Red Dot Restaurant and Bar in Hudson, Kellner Cafe at Columbia Memorial Hospital, Dalton's Donuts in Caro, High Low in Catskill, Deb's Little Oasis in Hudson. So this is radio that can go anywhere. Mobile radio.
It's true community. To go into the community mm-hmm. and pull out the aspects that you know need to be discussed and meet the people who are part of the family that's making us happen.
Yeah. We've been able to broadcast town meetings. And from town halls in Caro, Athens, Greenport, Hudson, Greene County Legislature in Catskill, Columbia County Board of Supervisors. So this is really an opportunity to bring our communities into the broadcast world and connect everybody.
And if you want to bring your opinions into the discussion we're having right now, we welcome you to call in and be part of the dialogue online today. The number is 518-828-0290.
And we're here to get your call and talk to you, answer your questions. Again, that number is 518-828-0290. I want to remind our listeners that you are listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM. This is the Medical Freedom Show. I am your host, Heather Martin.
I am her guest, Shelley Mayer.
And we broadcast on the second Monday of every month from 2 to 3 p.m. So thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for your support of community radio. So more places that we have broadcast out of, libraries. Our libraries are very vital centers of the community. And we've broadcast out of Chatham, Caro, Hudson, Catskill, and even the Hudson and Catskill farmers markets. This is definitely radio to go everywhere. So our phone lines are open if you want to call in, 518-828-0290, or to pledge, 518-697-7400. You can also go to our website, wgxc.org/donate, and you can do your donation right there. So listener support is vital to the station's survival. We're in this together. We really can't do this without you. So Shelley's just going out to check and see how much we have earned thus far. I'd like to thank everyone who has called in and pledged. Our daily goal today is $2,100. And so please call in. We do await your call. The phone lines are open. Again, that number is 518-697-7400 to call in and pledge. So, Shelley is back. What did you find out, Shelley?
So far, we are at $3,315 of our goal of $25,000. So we very much would like you to join the family and become an investor into community radio.
Yes, your dollars help to support freedom of speech and your neighbor's voice. Well, thank you to everyone who did donate that amount so far. That is wonderful that you're already pledging your support.
And thank you for finding it important for community to have a voice and a place to discuss the things that need to take place.
Mm-hmm.
That,
yeah, I hear things on WGXC that just you wouldn't hear on other radio. And I love tuning in, listening to the programs. I always end up learning something.
Whenever. Whether it be local issues, mm-hmm. or the grander scale that's affecting everybody and everything in between.
Yeah. And one of the things I enjoy is, like, a lot of times when I'm turning on WGXC, I hear a voice and I know the face that goes with
that
it.
Too.
It's like you know where your friends are when you turn on WGXC.
Yeah, I like that too.
I really do.
A lot of musicians that come in locally.
Uh-huh. So it's like, yeah, like you say, it's like being part of a family. It's part of a greater family, and it brings our communities together. It helps us to know one another. You know, even if you listen to the radio and you might not know the person speaking, but you tune in, you come away from that learning something from another person. And there's this interpersonal connection that's happening over the airwaves.
And learn about the events and different things, mm-hmm. that are happening locally, because this is definitely a hot spot for the arts and for forward movement on rights issues.
Yeah, you're not going to hear the songs you've heard 1,000 times over.
62 million times.
Interspersed with advertisements for commercial products that you have no interest in. That this is, everything that's broadcast here seems like it comes from the heart, whether it's talk radio, whether it's programmers sharing their personal music collections of unusual tunes you won't hear anywhere else.
It's about people's passions.
Yeah, it really is.
What really, really matters. And if mm-hmm. it matters to you, it likely matters to somebody else as well.
Yep. Yeah, I didn't expect to end up with a medical freedom show or being a medical freedom activist, but my life experiences and the experiences of those around me showed me the need for this, that we're really being overly controlled when it comes to our healthcare, and it's having real devastating and life-threatening effects on people. One of the things we've talked about on this show is people with Lyme disease who are prevented from getting longer-term antibiotic treatments in New York State, who are having to go to other states such as Vermont to get treatment. And when you have legislation that is controlling what doctors do, you're creating expense for the patient. It's creating a big disturbance in their life that they have to travel so far to get their health care. And, you know, look at the overall collateral damage.
And the amount of hoops that you have to jump through to get a specialist. If you cut your tendon in a knee, you know you need an orthopedist. So
right.
Why are you waiting a month to get into
your GP? Right,
you
can't just go and call the specialist and get in, because you have to have the referral and you've got to wait 3 months to go through the process.
Sometimes.
Yeah, usually it's 3 months. And a lot can happen.
Which can exacerbate the problem that
mm-hmm.
would have been much simpler
right.
to fix on the onset.
Right. So
most people know their own bodies.
Exactly. Yeah. And a person who lives in their body should have as much, who should be considered and respected as a person with as much expertise as a doctor, because they've had to deal with their situation, with their condition. They have researched everything about their condition. They could tell you inside and out about all the medicines that are out there for their condition. But when they go to a doctor, they have to take a subordinate role. And that's something that as medical freedom activists that, well, I and my colleagues are working to change.
And even if you don't agree with all of the specific particulars,
mm-hmm.
It seems across the board one would believe that you have a right to understand what's happening with your body.
Yes.
That you have a right to know what's charted about you that a doctor, another doctor would have access to,
mm-hmm.
but you don't. Because it can create bias as well for your treatment and care. And you can't do anything about shifting that if you're not aware it's there.
Right. Chronic pain patients right now are faced with a tremendous amount of bias as they
stigma.
Stigma. As they go to seek treatment, because seeking treatment for pain is now seen as drug seeking. And people who are suffering from intense medical conditions are being treated like criminals, and they really don't need that psychological strain heaped onto the physical strain that they're enduring already. So if you'd like to keep these kinds of shows on the air, if you like hearing the alternative view, please call in and pledge your support at 518-697-7400. Again, that's 518-697-7400.
And it's fully tax deductible and makes the ability to bring these and other shows entirely possible.
Yeah, we're totally a not-for-profit organization. All of the radio programmers, like myself, we're volunteers. We give of our own time, our own efforts to come here and create programming, to bring in guests, to talk about these topics and issues that you won't hear about anywhere else. So if you also want to go to the website, wgxc.org/donate. WGXC brings you a wide range of perspectives from people whose opinions are based on different beliefs and who scrutinize people in power on the left and the right with fairness and without fear. We will remain a strong, independent voice thanks to your financial support today. Support intelligent, fact-based journalism when it's needed most. Give right now at wgxc.org/donate or call 518- 697-7400.
And if you want to be thanked on air or want to join in the conversation and talk to us, please call a studio call-in line at 518-828-0290.
Yes, we would love to hear from you. We could bring you right on air, and you could ask your questions to Shell and I right here on the air. If you have an issue related to medical freedom you'd like to discuss, or...
Or community radio in general.
Or community radio in general. We'd love to hear from you.
Again, the studio call-in line is 518-828-0290. And the pledge drive office line is 518-697-7400. Every dollar counts, and it will make you an investor in the importance of the freedom to be able to bring these issues to you.
It's very important work and a great way to spend a dollar. You know, you could spend a dollar on something disposable, like a cup of coffee, or...
That's a third of a cup of coffee. Where can you get a dollar coffee anymore? Come on.
I know a place to get it for two, but anyway. But your investment to WGXC goes a lot further than a cup of coffee.
Absolutely true, and it adds up.
And it also helps to energize your whole community.
So any amount is, we find, very helpful.
No matter what your politics might be, WGXC plays an essential role in your life. We provide public access to the airwaves, and we're committed to making sure that the people in the communities we serve are able to tell their own stories, to tune in, make sense of key events, and to hear fact-based information and insights. This is our unwavering mission. That's why I am glad to have had some amazing guests who have been on the show. I've talked to doctors and activists, people who are involved in the fight for medical freedom right at the ground level. Right now, the reality of the situation for so many sufferers of chronic pain is that getting the medicine that gives them quality of life is becoming difficult to impossible because of the legislation, because of the DEA rules, because of the Drug Enforcement Agency targeting doctors, pharmacies, and patients, and not their real target, which is illegal street drugs. The actual statistics for somebody becoming addicted to opiate pain medicine from a medical experience is less than 5%. I think it's actually like 2%. And another interesting statistic is that when, like in the Civil War era, when opiate pain medicines such as morphine were available in the drugstore, that anyone could go and get them, the actual number of opiate...
Well, back then they put cocaine in soda too.
Yeah, and a lot of cannabis in it too. You could get everything. But the thing is that statistically, the rate of abusers and quote-unquote addicts is really unchanged. What is happening in our prohibition culture is, well, it's human nature to get high. So when natural drugs are eliminated and people can no longer get pure opium or real heroin, or most people would probably just like to smoke some weed, but instead they go for something harder because, well, it'll be out of their system sooner to pass their drug test at work and so on and so forth.
Or we can all just move to Vermont.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Shell was recently in Vermont. Tell us about the culture there and how it's changing.
Well, I was stealth camping in my van, which was pretty amazing. And it's a different experience in Vermont than it has been in New York. On the night in and after I came out of the campground in the Green Mountains on the night out, I stayed at the Walmart lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very different experience than the ones I've had in New York stealth camping. There was a whole area where there were airstreams and vans and school buses. And it was layered from people that were homeless and living in their car mm-hmm. to fairly wealthy with airstreams. And there was a community. The couple that had an airstream had run were about to dump all their water because they were going back home and they didn't want to mm-hmm. carry the weight. So they filled all the water jugs of those of us that were still traveling.
For our listeners who might not be as familiar with the term, what is stealth camping?
Oh, okay. Well, with the cost of rents and the cost of living skyrocketing, van life and schoolie life, which is converting an old school bus or a van into a camper van mm-hmm. or an actual home. So you can do your cooking and your pretty much everything but bathing, because keeping moisture in the vehicle mm-hmm. can be a problem for mold. But you can set up your cooking and your sleeping and your food storage mm-hmm. and all of that and travel. There are a tremendous amount of free campsites that are accessible on freecampsites.net, which enables you to where you can normally stay.
Freecampsites.net.
And it's amazing. A lot of it's on state land.
It's
they
a
have
great
fire
resource.
Pits, and you can stay up to 14 days. So, but that's a little less stealthy. Stealthy is more being in lots or on the mm-hmm. side of the road in a vehicle that doesn't necessarily appear as though there are people currently in it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you bring up...
Great way to travel. Fantastic way to travel.
Excellent way to travel. And, you know, it also makes me think of the whole issue of rights to land usage that are really dwindling. Is people having access to land, like to swim, to make a cookout fire, to just live with.
And each of the campsites that are on there, almost exclusively, they all have fire pits to allow you to cook, and you can pull mm-hmm. in with everything from an RV to a vehicle and set up tents. And it will list when you go onto the website if there is hunting and fishing and ponds, and all of these activities are essentially free.
That you is a great resource.
Etiquette, you obviously pick up after yourself and mm-hmm. perhaps pick up a little bit that was left by somebody who didn't pick up after themselves to make it nicer for the people who come after you.
Yeah.
But instead of spending all the money on sleeping in a room, you can actually explore the area that you're in and be in it. And it's pretty amazing. I highly recommend it. Difficult. The mm-hmm. adjustment can be difficult, but very much worth it. And if you don't like your neighbors, hop in the driver's seat and go somewhere else.
So Vermont recently changed its legislation in regards to cannabis.
So it's recreational there, effective July 1st,
awesome.
But it seems to already have taken effect to where almost everybody I encountered had grown it. And if you didn't have any with you, they were very happy to hand you some and share. And it was extraordinarily open, pretty amazing community.
That does sound really amazing. And kudos to Vermont for moving forward with some sensible legislation in that respect. I know Vermont seems to be a little bit ahead of the surrounding states when it comes to medical freedom.
I think it's also a mindset that I noticed when I was there, that the people are much more open
mm-hmm.
And approachable and helpful and very willing to give you tips on their community and where things are, and far less closed off.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting you mentioned that, because when I was in Washington, where cannabis is also legal across
Woo-hoo!
The board for recreational use, they've
it's a
got...
further drive, though.
It's a further drive, yeah, from here than Vermont. But like you say about the people's attitude, like, I found that in Washington, too. Like, they were less defensive, more open, ready to reach out, to be helpful.
Incredibly so. And they also stop when you go to cross the street in the crosswalk, which I'm not all that accustomed to as a New Yorker. Waiting for them to speed up.
Yeah.
But the lines that you find, and of course this is a generalization, but mm-hmm. I definitely find economic division lines in New York more so than you see in Vermont. There's a lot of farming communities, a lot of wealthy communities,
yeah.
a lot of non-wealthy mm-hmm. communities, but people all seem to come together of the basic need to to flourish and to be with their families. Mm-hmm. And you can always find something in common regardless of the status that you're in. And I found that more so up there. I'm hoping it seeps down.
Not only is Vermont moving forward in terms of cannabis with legalization, but I also know many people with Lyme disease have had to go to Vermont to seek treatment because the laws in Vermont don't prohibit doctors from using long-term antibiotics or doing some of the other procedures necessary to treat chronic Lyme.
Well, the true community spirit seems to go through all the aspects of life there. And understandably, I wasn't there for the expanse of time that I've been in New York, but I did find it easier to navigate.
And you found it a very positive experience.
I did. The campgrounds, it's first come, first serve on the free campsite. So a lot of times it's easier if you're able to in midweek. Or I actually started on a Friday of Memorial Day weekend, but I got there early in the day and I got one of the last ones. And the etiquette was pretty cool. There were partiers for sure and young people on the site next to me, but at 10 o'clock, people pretty much quieted down. The only sound I heard was the bear going through the food that I left over by the tree. But my dogs chased them off. Mm-hmm. There was a moose, too, actually, in the neighbor's campsite. They came in. I thought that was pretty amazing. And people are very approachable. I think you'll find that in New York, too, but it just takes a minute for the guard to go down.
Yeah. I know when I was driving back from Washington to New York, it's just like in the western half of the country. Yeah, you could really feel it. I mean, it felt like I was driving into another country, someplace more war-torn and hostile. It's like you're getting closer to New York when you have the big flashing banner across the highway. Buckle your seatbelt. It's the law. Fines, imprisonment.
Driving in Vermont is breathtakingly beautiful. Just the scenery and the vast expanses, but you can find that in New York too.
In some places on the highways, though, they like to post all those banners of law enforcement every 100 feet.
You will blow up and die.
If you text, you will die. If you are not wearing a seatbelt,
you will die. In all joking aside,
it is important to do those things, but it's just, you know, there's a difference in seeing hostile signage all around you and just seeing the scenery.
That's true. Although I am very, very, very hugely against texting and driving.
Well, it could be dangerous. Yeah, it's not good to do.
However, there are a lot of amazing spots to pull over, and the views were spectacular. And the people that pull in next to you, you pull up by this spot that looks really pretty, and you look down, and there's this little footpath, and you bump into all these people that are also traveling, dunking in the water, and it's just fantastic.
It's one of the things I loved about Montana is, like, there's a lot of the, well, we would call them creeks here, but they call them rivers. There's a lot of these creeks that they call rivers, but all along
the shy stream.
Yeah, like all along them, though, there's all these places where you can pull off, where people can get to the water. It's unsupervised. It's totally wild. It's totally just go at your own risk, but have fun.
Well, self-supervised. I noticed when I was in some of the places, somebody else would go to leave garbage and they'd be like, can you grab that really nicely? But like, hey, let's not leave that there because it's pretty here.
It's a much better way to interact.
Yeah. Just to appeal to somebody's senses, because if they think about it and they look around, it's probably more out of habit than something they really want to be doing.
And you're making a connection.
Yeah.
And it's so much better to just modify behavior through interpersonal connections than by some strong arm of the law. And
evoking a passion for the earth and the areas that you're in and the exploring of them and leaving them more beautiful when you go, not less.
Right. Yes. So, people having access to land, it benefits the people and the land, I think.
Yes, provided there's a respect there that mm-hmm. you walk in and walk out with.
Yeah.
If you were able to carry it in, you're certainly able to carry it back out with you. So please, mm-hmm. please do.
Right. Keep America beautiful.
Oh, no.
And keep.
Are we going to have a hat like that with orange hair now?
Oh! We're going orange. Quick, call in and support community radio before we turn orange. The number here is 518-697-7400.
To make your pledge and help us bring more shows like this to you.
And to tone down the oranging. The oranging of the world. Bring in the green. Help us to bring in the green. Keep the green.
Green, a green toupee? I don't know if I want a green toupee.
Well, it's a pretty radical hairstyle.
Oscar the Grouch!
I think you could rock the green, actually. I think you could pretty much rock any color.
I want a wig like the Heat Miser. Remember the...
The Heat Right?
The Heat Miser on the...
Oh, right, in that Rudolph's old Christmas special.
Mr. Heat Miser. Get one like that, but in green.
Mm.
Look like Oscar the Grouch landed on your head.
Yeah. Well, we are in the last 4 minutes of our show. So thank you, listeners, for tuning in, listening to us and our pledge drive. Certainly hope you will pledge your support to WGXC and help us to keep free, independent community radio on the air. We are not kowtowing to advertisers. We are not controlled by sponsor dollars. We're doing this for our community, so we want your support.
And you don't necessarily have to agree with everything that's said, but definitely there is a benefit and an asset to being able to say things and create mm-hmm. dialogue. Heather and I,
exactly.
even before we went on air, don't necessarily see eye to eye on everything, but you're not going to learn as much if you're only interacting with those that you completely agree with. So there's aspects that will come into your palette that mm-hmm. can help in everything that you do to bring in more information.
Yeah, it's really important to listen, and we provide the opportunity for listeners to do just that and be enriched.
And to call and add to it.
Yes, and to call and add to it. You're going to hear music that you won't hear anywhere else. My theme song that I play at the beginning of the show is I Like Marijuana by David Peel and the Lower East Side. Probably not a song you're going to hear on other stations too often, but we play it every time we start the show.
We need the Dr. Demento songs at some point during.
There are some musical programs on WGXC that are all about experimental and unusual music.
Dr. Demento.
There's Radio Magic or The Magic Stranger. There's a few shows dedicated to very interesting and unusual music. One of the things I really like is if on the WGXC website or on Wavefarm, like they have the Listen Now feature, so you can listen to the radio on any device with access to the internet. And they also have some really interesting sound installations you can listen to. Like, I love the Weather Warlock. Have you ever listened to
that one?
It's just amazing, and it's all affected by the weather, and it's just like these interesting tones. I like to put it on sometimes while I'm creating or doing housework.
Fantastic to paint and draw to.
It is. It is so phenomenal.
And the colors, everything shifts based on the sounds that you're experiencing. It's fantastic to create to.
Yes, it is. And there's also a pond that broadcasts from inside the pond, so you can hear underwater noises. I usually tune into that one when it's silent, but I love the idea. So I always go back and I check it out for a few minutes. Like, what's going on in the pond? So thank you so much for joining us today for the Medical Freedom Show. We will be back next month on the second Monday from 2 to 3 p.m. My guest next month will be Nita Thompson, who is a chronic pain advocate and activist, and her focus is on sickle cell anemia, the sufferers of that unfortunate condition, and what they go through in our